Astrology Forecast for the 2015 Taurus New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The 2015 Taurus New Moon takes place on May 17 and 18, 2015 at 9:13 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 12:13 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 4:13 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 26 degrees Taurus, 55 minutes. The Taurus New Moon invites us to sink into the physicality of the here and now. This year's model is hardly stuck in the Earth plane, though. This moon takes us far from the surface in both directions, lifting us into transcendence or escapism, while stirring the most primal of cravings deep within. Focus is now flowing to resources that nourish and support our existence, and all the better if they delight us, too. Aromatic flowers and herbs, fresh fruit that explodes with flavor and juiciness when you bite into it, sensual fabrics, and of course, sensual touch. Don't forget cash, too, not merely to pay us for our talents, but also to make it possible to acquire the delights we can't produce on our own. It's the most natural, organic course of action to immerse yourself in any or all of these at this moment. The ruler of Taurus is encouraging it, too. Venus is currently in the sign of Cancer, which equates the sharing of food with love and emotional support. She is also in cahoots with two greater forces that are making these delights far more compelling and irresistible than normal. We are experiencing them with not just our bodies, but also our hearts, or maybe, to be honest, wishful thinking. They're all cloaked with something akin to love or romanticism or outright escapism. The cloaking comes from a link between the rulers of earthly and higher love. Venus is in the throes of a free flow of energy with Neptune, which is softening our vision and encouraging viewing everything in the best possible light. We could be kidding ourselves, but we don't care. With this, physical experience is a delivery system for heaven on earth. We find it in a sunset, in a fresh strawberry, in another person's eyes. It's not all comforting sweetness, though. Some of the itches we're feeling are downright devilish. That comes from the tension growing between the two planets of desire and money, pitting the earthly against superhuman, primal, even subterranean levels. Venus, representing the mere mortal experience of desire and money, is moving into an opposition with Pluto, ruler of the deep, dark, and reptilian urges. This link is quite different from the harmony Venus is experiencing with Neptune. Oppositions present the challenge of finding meeting ground. Some of what we want irrationally, obsessively, cellularly. The intensity and force of the tractor beam could be frightening. Yet, as pulled as we feel, we're also in for the frustration of not entirely making contact. And nothing ups desirability than being out of reach. Triangulation will be everywhere. If a third party is in a situation, it could squelch fulfillment or make the fruit all the more tasty. Whatever is being stirred up now has been building for months. It grows out of the final foundation-altering clash of Uranus and Pluto that happened in March and the emotional backwash of April's Scorpio full moon. As with the link to Neptune, your conscious will isn't in power or control. The most intense of your desires and monetary impulses may or may not be fulfilled. If they are, likely that won't happen on your timetable. Enjoy the bounty that is already in your garden. Everything else hand over to higher guidance and forces greater than your will. Focus instead on what is here before you now. Simple pleasures can be exquisite. Celebrate those and allow yourself to be surprised about the rest. A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou beside me. Omar Khayyam, The Rubaiyat. I am Kathy Beal, and I have been a professional astrologer and psychic for more than 30 years. You can book a private session with me at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my newsletter, listen to my weekly podcasts, and purchase my recordings. You can also follow my insights and whimsical photos on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited, and find me at the Professional Aquarian YouTube channel.